Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Give me a drink. These are the first words that Jesus speaks in today's gospel passage. Give me a drink. And very simple expression, but there's so much packed in those words that I think the whole passage can be summed up in that one request of our Lord. Give me a drink. Since he was tired from his journey, Jesus was certainly thirsty, but it's clear that Jesus thirsts for something more than just water. Right after he writes the words of our Lord, give me a drink, St. John points out that his disciples had left him to go get food. So here's Jesus. He's abandoned by his disciples and asking for a drink. I think it's helpful to ask, where else does this happen? Later in the Gospel of John, in chapter 19, since all of his other disciples abandoned Jesus, St. John will be there to hear and to record some of the last words of Jesus on the cross. I thirst. Just as those last words of Jesus on the cross are filled with meaning, so are his first words here at the well. When Jesus is on the cross, his mother and the other faithful women will be there to hear his words, I thirst. And now, at the well, a woman of Samaria is here to hear his words. Give me a drink. And after she questions him, Jesus says, if you knew the gift of God and who was saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Jesus says, give me a drink. To the woman so that she would ask him for a drink. But they're clearly speaking about two different kinds of water. After she questions Jesus again, he says, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. She came to the well because of her physical thirst. But Jesus is talking about her spiritual thirst. He's able to tap into that deep spiritual thirst hidden in her heart by gradually revealing to her who he is. First, by telling her what she's done, he draws to the surface of her heart as if from a well, her thirst for love, her thirst for meaning in her life. Her thirst for acceptance. And then after he tells her that she will worship the Father in spirit and truth, he identifies another thirst of hers. Her thirst for the Christ, for the Messiah. Jesus brings her to this point of realizing that all her thirsts are really a thirst for God. And once she names that thirst, Jesus reveals who he is. I am he. And using the divine name given to Moses at the burning bush, I am, Jesus is telling her that not only is he the Christ, but he is God. He is the one she is thirsting for. And once her spiritual quench, her spiritual thirst is quenched, she drops everything and runs to tell others. And while she left her water jar there empty, she left with a heart full of the Holy Spirit. As we heard from St. Paul in our second reading from the Romans, the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The gift of God, which Jesus told her about, is the Holy Spirit. So receiving this gift, she leaves and goes to the town. And when his disciples finally return, they ask him to eat something. But Jesus is satisfied. He's no longer hungry or thirsty because the woman did give him a drink. Not of physical water, but she gave him the drink of her faith. And Jesus said, "Give me a drink," just as he will later say, "I thirst," from the cross. He was thirsting for her faith. And once she responded in faith, his thirst was quenched, at least for a time. Then he speaks about the people in that town as fruit which is ripe for the harvest. She does the work of sharing her testimony with the town. And the disciples gather the fruit by introducing them to Jesus. So not only does she give Jesus a drink from her own faith, but she helps bring others to faith. So that Jesus says, the sower and reaper can rejoice together. And they rejoice together for a whole weekend, right? He says that he stayed there 2 days. We can just ask just how awesome it would be to hang out with Jesus for 2 days, for the whole weekend. And then at the end of that visit, they tell the woman, "We no longer believe because of your words, for we have heard for ourselves. And we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." All because one person had an encounter with Jesus, the whole town comes to faith in Christ. Well, the Jesus who thirsted for that woman's faith in Samaria, it's the same Lord Jesus who thirsts for your faith today. He thirsts for my faith. And just as his thirst for her revealed her thirst for him, so too our desires come to the surface when we encounter Jesus. So as we worship the Father in spirit and truth today, may God's thirst for us meet our thirst for him. And then filled with the Holy Spirit, it then becomes easy for us to introduce Jesus to others. And then people come to faith not because they meet us, but because they meet him. So may we drink deeply of the water that is the Holy Spirit this Lent. And then filled with this living water, may we share the gift of salvation with those who thirst for it.